Starting today, you have one more option for getting your orders from Amazon. Rite Aid drugstores. Amazon is launching this new pickup service at more than 100 Rite Aid stores today, with plans to expand service to all 1,500 by the end of the year. The latest demonstration of Amazon partnering with competitors, the traditional brick-and-mortar stores. What does it mean? Let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
Hi, Robin Young.
So Amazon already has this huge distribution network devoted to delivering packages directly to your door. They have these Amazon centers popping up everywhere where you can return things. Why does it need these other options?
Because, alas, alack, agad, it can. I mean, Amazon is worth $940 billion. Amazon Prime, you know, the subscription business, it's on fire, and they just want to keep adding bells and whistles so they can keep hiking the annual fee to scare the likes of Walmart, Target, and Costco. And we also know that Amazon gets a special pass from Wall Street to do things like this and, you know, like shelling out $14 billion for Whole Foods. And it has its eye on potentially disrupting the prescription drug business and pharmacies.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. You know, is this a little bit of fox in the hen house? Because Rite Aid has had a tough go of it lately. Their stock price has dropped more than 80%. You might see a Rite Aid, you know, folding up, actually. Now has a market cap of less than $400 million. So is there a way that Rite Aid is thinking, well, maybe this could, you know, benefit us, more feet in the door? Or is Rite Aid going, oh, my gosh, you know, this guy's going to eat us, meaning Amazon?
I think Rite Aid's looking at it this way. You're getting Amazon customers in the door where they're more likely to buy something. And if they do this enough, they're going to start filling their prescriptions at Rite Aid. It's a case of, you know, the D student of drugstore chains that desperately needs foot traffic. And in one fell swoop, you bring in the biggest retailer in America.
Well, talk about, by the way, how Amazon works, because it has popped up that I can return things that I want to mail back by way of an Amazon center that's right near us instead of UPS or the post office or something. And it's completely free. How can they do that?
They're getting a pass from Wall Street. Amazon makes
a chunk
of change.
What do you mean by that? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Wall Street would measure a retailer from same store sales, the intensity of square footage, you know, what your labor ratio on these guys is. Wall Street is not necessarily looking at Amazon as a retailer per se. It's a web services company. It's a media giant. It's a bookseller. And so you can't even break out the Whole Foods numbers inside Amazon and say, did that $14 billion pay off for a company valued at $1 trillion? So it's kind of asymmetric warfare.
Okay, well, back to this, these new drop-off services. Walmart, Target, Best Buy, they've been offering similar kind of services. Customers can order online, pick up items at a store. Are they taking away from Amazon?
Not so much taking away as kind of maybe staunching the decline of their own market share. And while they kind of have it figured out and they're saying, finally, we're catching up with Amazon, and that was the hope to begin the year, Amazon suddenly comes out with, you know, offering free same-day delivery and free one-day shipping on some Prime orders now in over 5,000 cities. So it's kind of like, you know, Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner.
Well, is it also Godzilla? Do you see Amazon buying Rite Aid outright?
Don't be surprised, especially considering that Amazon owns PillPack. That's looking to become one of the middlemen that's negotiating drug costs. CVS owns Caremark. Walgreens, which bought a ton of Rite Aids but left others on the curb, is also a middleman. And so Rite Aid's going to need Amazon as this foot in the door, and it can't go it alone. And if its financial outlook keeps worsening, you have a daddy Warbucks in Jeff Bezos, Amazon CEO. He's worth $130 billion.
Enough cultural references. Robin Farzad, thank you.
You love it. You love it. Thank you.